Breaking it down. Earlier, I talked about preparing yourself to make a mental shift of sorts. Here's where that comes in. Let's start thinking now in terms of a time frame. First of all, if you are someone who has 50 pounds or less to lose, congratulations. Yes, you heard me right. You can totally conquer that, and you can do it within the year, probably sooner. If, like me, you're looking at 100 plus pounds, I know that you want that off yesterday, all of it. You're probably thinking that you're going to fully commit to a diet and exercise plan again and get this weight off as soon as possible. It's probably hard to imagine that you could even be on a diet for more than a year. Here's where the shift comes in. And please, really feel the importance and reality of this. Where were you at with your weight 1 year ago? What about 2 or 3 years ago? For many of us, life probably wasn't all that different. We may have been depressed, constantly trying to start a new diet, vowing to do things differently, hating our bodies and ourselves. You see where I'm going with this? What if, this time, you made a decision that wasn't about how fast you could get the pounds off, but was all about getting healthy and fit and moving towards a goal that was 100% realistic? What if you knew that a series of the smallest choices over the next year would result in a complete change for your life, your health, and how you feel about yourself? I'm going to say again that I am a big believer in setting and achieving big goals, reaching for the stars and achieving the impossible. I do believe all those things for you. I just know that after beating ourselves up, sometimes for years, the very best thing we can do for ourselves is to create a series of goals that will lead to success. This means choosing goals that may seem small at first, but will lead to much bigger things than you could even think about right now. This might also mean that if you have 100 pounds to lose, you cut yourself a small break this time by saying, "What do I know that I absolutely can lose each month?" We all know that people can and do lose lots of weight really fast. You've probably been able to do this yourself. What if instead of setting a goal of 10 pounds a month to start out with, you determined that your first target would be 5 pounds a month? Could you do that pretty easily? I'm guessing that by cutting back on the eating out and adding exercise, most people could easily lose that pound and a bit each week without hardly thinking about it. So what if you had a goal to lose 5 pounds a month? 1 year from now, that means you could be 60 pounds lighter than you are today. Do you think that would make a difference to your health and life in general? You better believe it would. So I'm saying, even if you have 100 pounds to lose, it doesn't have to be the struggle it's been in the past. You don't have to be fanatic and change every single thing in your life all at one time to create real change. Heck, if you have a goal to lose 5 pounds a month, you can even have dessert or plan to go out to eat one meal a week, I'd say. You will quickly see what will work for you in terms of reaching your weekly and monthly goals, but it definitely doesn't have to be as drastic as you might think. The real key is to make your plan manageable and create small goals that will lead to long-term steps towards your healthy lifestyle, as opposed to a diet you go on and off.